Hey there. I was hoping that you could hear some of the birds in the background. I'm outside. It's a beautiful morning. It's Sunday morning, but instead I think, oh my gosh, I see a squirrel. It's trying to figure out, hear that noise? It's trying to figure out where that was coming from. It's a squirrel just nibbling like crazy on a tree. I'm just going to leave it in this recording because anyway, I think he's done. Oh, he's eating like a little acorn or something. Okay. Anyway, sorry if I just went down that little rabbit hole, that little squirrel hole. Anyway, I just posted in the group, the Power Pearls Facebook group. So if you guys, I just realized I don't talk about that group very often, which is really odd. Like, how could I forget to talk about that group? So for starters, because, you know, it's an extension of what I talk about here on the podcast. So I think of it like a study group, if you will, or a place to take the conversations. Because the truth is about a podcast is that it is a one-sided conversation for the most part. It's different than a live video. It's different than hopping on a Zoom call together. And so, okay. All the distractions. Oh, there's the birdies. Okay. So I think you guys should check that out because it's a place where we can actually hang out together and take these topics that I talk about to a deeper, deeper level. So if you go to Facebook, obviously, it's a Facebook group, and you go to, you just search Power Pearls Community. Or if you go to the Power Pearls Facebook page, you're going to see it. You're going to see the link for the group. But all you need to do is go to groups and just type in Power Pearls in the search box. And you're going to see it there. Okay. But really think about that because it'd be awesome to connect with you. Because, you know, ever since this COVID thing started, I'm just really, really, really like passionate about community and the importance of community and connection, you know? So let's make that happen. Okay. So to switch gears, I just wanted to mention this post that I added to the group yesterday. And it's, I put a little graphic, some copy on the graphic. And it says weekend wondering. And I thought, oh, I like that. So it's sort of like, it's the weekend and your mind can wander and you can just sit and listen to the birds chirp. You can go for a walk. There's no agenda. And I love that. And I'm telling you that that's how my weekends are. Like I check out, like, yes, I'm a business owner, but Mondays and Fridays are my work days, right? And Saturday and Sunday are just, I just have no agenda, but I'm really working on that. That's going to be another episode, but I'm really working on creating a more seamless approach to my entire week so that ease and rejuvenation are like the rudder of my day. And, like the rudder of a ship, of a boat, like it leads the day. So that's a new belief that I'm really trying to work on. And if any of you guys are in my Tame Your Time roadmap, you'll know that we talk about beliefs. That's like the first 3 weeks of the course. The first three lessons of the course are about mindset and creating new beliefs about yourself and how you view time and how you view your schedule. And, you know, I believe that that is a really important thing to do, is to really think about how time is what you make it. Time is a neutral thing. So that's not what I wanted to talk about in this episode, but that'll be something for another time. And at the end of this episode, I'll talk about my how you can find out more about my free workshop that is about these topics. It's about, you know, how to create that new belief system surrounding time and how you manage it. Because it's a very different approach to time management than any of the courses out there. Believe me, it's very different. And the reason why is because I don't focus on the tools first. I focus on the mindset first. because we buy the tools and the planners and we're still not getting things done. And if you're one of those people, it's because of the one major thing that isn't dialed in, and that's your brain. So, okay, so today I wanted to kind of go with this weekend wanderings topic. And I wanted to talk about something called the four C's of confidence. And this is something that I do talk about in the free workshop that that I'll give you an opportunity to find out more about in just a few moments, a few minutes. But I talk about the four C's of confidence. And this is a concept that executive coach Dan Sullivan came up with. Like, he developed this idea. A lot of people talk about it because it's so powerful, and it's something that I wanted to also talk about and bring into my programs. And so let me just share really quickly what that means. So there's the four C's of confidence, and the first one is commitment, and the second one is courage, the third one is capacity, and the fourth one is confidence. And here's how it works. So commitment is, so that's the first one. So it's all about, how do we decide that we're going to show up, right? We're going to sit down and we're going to do the work, right? We're just saying, all right, I decided, whatever it is, maybe it's, you know, it doesn't have to be something in your business or your work. It can just be like, you know, I don't know, I'm going to design that new sweater, or I'm going to plant the garden, or I'm going to start walking every day, right? So whatever that is. So it's like you decide, and so step one is commit. Then that leads to the next step. So it's about leading, right? You're leading yourself down a path. The second one, so first is commitment, then that leads to courage. And then what that means is courage, then you are going to do what you say you're going to do. So you decided in advance that you're going to commit to going walking every day, right? And then when the time comes, you have the courage. You need the courage. Why do you need the courage? Because you're not going to want to do what you say you're going to do. And that's why you need courage. It's the courage to feel the emotions that come with doing the thing, if that makes sense. Because usually what we fear the most, it's feeling emotions. It's feeling uncomfortable. It's feeling something that we don't want to feel. So think about that for a moment. You can think about this in any situation, right? When you think the worst, oh, what's the worst? The worst that could happen is how you feel. And then once you realize that, you can say, hey, I can feel anything. So then after you have courage, you know, and you're like, okay, I can do this. I can show up. That leads to the third C, and that's capacity. And so what that means is then you actually show yourself what's possible. You're like, okay, I said I was going to walk every day, and I had the courage and I showed up for like every day this week. And then you start to see that you have the capacity. And then you also see all the gifts that you have experienced just from your willingness to have the courage and to do it and commit. And then you see that you actually can do it. And that's the capacity. It's like, I can do it. Like the little engine that could. And then capacity finally leads to confidence. And that confidence is something that's a byproduct of these three that came before it. So as you can see, if you're dedicated to developing confidence, there's a path to get there. And I think this is really good news, because sometimes we think, well, I just should be confident and I should be this and I really want confidence. But there's a path to get to that confidence, and this is what it is. So I think that's really good news, because it means that you can start today and you can decide to commit. Then you can show up and have courage to do it. And then you'll show yourself that you have the capacity, and then that's going to lead you to confidence. Okay. And so I'm adding even four more C's onto this. So Dan Sullivan gave us these four C's of confidence, and I have come up with my own little experience of this, which is sort of like blossomed out of my own passion and excitement for using the four C's in my life and also with my students and my, you know, my course students and my one-on-one coaching clients as well. So then we take confidence. So the next level of the four C's, which are the four C's of creativity. All right, you ready for this? So we start with the first one, which is confidence, which is from the last set of four C's, right? This four C's of confidence. So the number one in the four C's of creativity, of creative confidence, is the four C's of creativity is confidence. So we have confidence. So now we already have laid the groundwork. Like that's the ground that we're on. It's the ground of confidence. And so then what this leads to is clarity, right? Clarity of vision, clarity of what you want. You want to start designing a collection of sweaters. You want to maybe start your very first design. You want to start, you know, now you've been walking for a while. Now you want to start jogging, you know? That creates clarity and focus and direction. And then that leads to calm, because clarity means your brain isn't all over the place looking for evidence and answers and ruminating, because that causes you to feel really tired too. So then it's from clarity leads to calm, right? Because you know you're focused, you don't need to think too much about it. And then from calm, then that leads you finally to the fourth C in this final scenario is creativity. And so from here, there's so many different offsprings of this, which I wrote down. I wish I could show you I should take a picture. I'll take a little screenshot of this. My little screenshot of, what this schematic looks like. And I'm actually going to show you guys what this looks like. I'm trying to do this thing where I have topics for the week. So I feel like this is kind of like a good jumping off point for that. And I am, I'm going to be doing a live video and I'm going to show you guys what this looks like because I'm super excited. I'm getting a new tablet that I can draw because that's my thing. I just love drawing little pictures and schematics and when I'm doing my own thought work and my own planning. So I'm like, wait a minute, I shouldn't keep this to myself. I should use this with my community, with my listeners. So anyway, from creativity, I have it all like pretty and it's pink and it's got all kinds of colors and like this is where the magic is. It's like the offspring, more blossoms, right? So it's even more. Think of it like, you know, when your garden grows, your tomato plant is like, it continues to create more branches and bears more fruit, right? More tomatoes. So out of the creativity, I wrote things like, you know, these little spokes in the wheel of creativity, inspiration, in flow, unlimited ideas happen, potential, thrive, abundance. Like I could probably sit and come up with so many more. So that's what I wanted to share. And so here's my challenge you try this for yourself and maybe a little exercise to go with this too. Maybe challenge is a heavy word, but maybe just try this little exercise and think about this for yourself. And what kind of offspring, what kind of branches and what kind of fruit can be on those branches of your own personal creativity? So I would love it for you guys to try that. Maybe set a timer for like 10 or 20 minutes, journal about it, scribble, doodle, whatever, and brainstorm about this for yourself and create your own little kind of mind map, if you will, about what that means, what that would look like if you felt like that you had the pinnacle of this creative confidence. What would it look like and what would be the effect of that in your life? What would manifest in your life from that? So with that, I'm going to leave you guys and I will see you next time. Bye.